For the last 50 years in the United States, television has dominated political campaigns. Voters turn on the TV and are presented with constant news coverage of campaigns, negative and positive advertisements by candidates, interviews with political experts about the election, and the debates. Television emphasizes the visual, so on TV it's important a politician looks good. But are looks really the most reliable way to choose the leader of a country? Should television have such a strong influence on the decisions we make about our political leaders? In the United States, presidential debates are one of the most important events of the campaigns. Elections can be won or lost based on these debates. The Great Debate, 1960. Two candidates, Richard Nixon and John F. Kennedy. Nixon, a Republican with years of experience. Kennedy, the Democrat candidate, criticized by many as being too young and inexperienced. 1960 was the first year the debates were televised. The debate drew over 66 million viewers out of a population of 179 million, making it one of the most watched broadcasts in U.S. television history. Nixon was a champion debater and welcomed the opportunity to debate with his opponent on national TV. But unfortunately for Nixon, television can be unflattering to the average-looking person. Kennedy had a young, handsome face, and his recent campaigning in California had given him a healthy tan. Nixon, on the other hand, was pale and still recovering from a recent flu. He appeared thin and sickly. He arrived at the debate in a gray suit, and he refused makeup to improve his color. The TV audience watched Nixon looking sweaty and pale, while Kennedy appeared young, athletic, handsome, and poised. Polls taken after the first debate showed that most people who listened to it on the radio felt that Nixon had won, while most who watched it on television thought Kennedy the winner. In fact, the debates had made Kennedy look like the winner. The great debates between Kennedy and Nixon forced people to rethink how politics would work in the television era. Not only did they push an unlikely candidate to victory, but they also brought in an era in which television dominated the electoral process.